I'm homesick for faraway places I've never been to. I hear Shiprock calling me, the Badlands, the Painted Desert, stark beauty, harsh and awe-inspiring. A spirit of solitude and barrenness tugs at my overloaded mind and soul, pulling me into the silence so strong. It can be deafening. My neighbor does the dishes. I hear water pipes rattling through the walls. A child wails two houses away. Early morning traffic begins as a quiet roar, long before the sun has risen. I'm aware of the intimate moments of strangers, private moments I'd rather not share. I'm homesick for desolate places because I've never been deafened by silence. Yo mama walk funny, the bully taunts the boy whose mother walks with a cane. Yo mama can't speak English, he tells Carmen. Yo mama fat, let me ask you now, little man, where yo mama? How come nobody waits for you? I am the greatest, Ali bragged to the world. Oh Cassius, I see how the fates despised your arrogance, and now you reap the harvest of your foolish dreams. Are you the greatest now? The great ones never speak it out loud. Walkman, cell phones, DVDs, Comcast, DirecTV, pay-per-view. So many things to deaden our minds and deafen our spirits to the decay of our humanity. Dignity went out the door when the new feminism came in. I can lap dance if I want to. I can bear it all. Yeah, I can be free with no thought about the consequences or about the fall of my pride and my life. Sense of entitlement, sense of despair, sense of not having when there's really plenty to share. Deadened minds, deadened souls. Slowly, a planet dies too. Friend, water, nourishes, cleanses. Enemy, water, flash floods, drownings, exotic diseases. Friend, fire, warmth, light, a hearth for cooking. Enemy, fire, forests, houses, lives, all consumed by out-of-control infernos. Friend, coyote, paints bathroom, fixes car, teaches our language to the children. Enemy, coyote, oh you wily coyote, destroys careers, sows seeds of mistrust, still pretends to be friend, coyote. The coin toss, heads or tails, friend or foe, who is to know when the coin is tossed and the game begins? I don't want to question kind deeds. I don't want to wonder why someone went the extra mile for me. I don't want to believe that everyone has two faces, masks that could be changed at the whim of circumstance or because of old grudges nursed into toxic infections. Truth shall prove my innocence, though the wound of betrayal runs deep. Miseducation, degradation of truth. Mama, my son cries, panicked. The teacher said that all the Indians were dead. Did they kill Daddy when I was at school? What happened to Grandma and Sarah and Cynthia? No, child, I hold my little boy. The teacher is wrong. She must have read it in a book or something else. Let's call Grandma, you'll see. Everyone's okay. No, Miss Crawford, we're not all dead. Someone wants us to believe that. Then our spirits will die and we'll think we're Americans instead of Apache, Dakota, Ohlone, or Crow. So easy to forget your name when you're always being called something else. When did Haina become Brian? When did Hinu become Rosemary? My son will always be Chaskay.